The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, third chapter, text number 11 through 19, given by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 27, 1968, in Los Angeles.
The demigod, being pleased by sacrifice, will also please you. Thus nourishing one another, it will reign general prosperity for all.
Yes. This is a very important point. The godless society, they are thinking that everything is being done by nature. Nature is there, but there is a controller of nature. Just like this electricity. Electricity is natural power, but there is a powerhouse and there is a resident engineer. Similarly, everything supplied by nature, water supply, heat supply, air. So there is a controller and he is called demigod. They are all appointed servants by the Supreme Lord. It is simply foolishness that nature is working automatically. This is raskalism. They do not know. The so-called scientists who are thinking that everything is going on automatically. Yes, it is going on automatically, just like the government affairs are going on automatically. A child can say that everything is going automatically. But a person who knows the government, the constitution, he knows how departmental management are going on. That is the difference between the so-called foolish person and one who knows the thing. One who knows the thing, he knows that everything is controlled by a person. That person is called demigod. So we have to satisfy. Well, therefore the yoga, sacrifice is recommended. So that is mentioned here. The demigod being pleased by sacrifice. Just like to the income tax officer. If you pay regularly your income tax, then there is no trouble. Everything will go on. Otherwise, the state will enforce to exact income tax. So we are receiving heat from the sun. Similarly, we are receiving rain. Don't you think that we have to pay some tax? That is required. That enjoined is very critical. You must. Therefore, so many sacrifices are recommend that. If you do not offer those sacrifices, then there will be irregularity of rain, irregularity of heat, excessive heat, excessive cold, and people will suffer. This is the problem. They do not know it. Read it. Part.
The demigods are empowered
administrators
of material
affairs. Yes, the demigods are empowered administrators of material affairs. How can you deny the existence of demigods?
The supply of air, light, water, and all other benedictions for maintenance of the body and soul of every living entity are entrusted to the demigods, who are innumerable assistants in different parts of the body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Just like my body, different limbs are working and helping me. I want to go somewhere. The limbs, or the part which is called leg, they will carry me. Similarly, by the supreme order of Krishna, all these demigods are acting just like my different parts of the body are acting. Yes, so.
Their pleasures and displeasures are dependent on the performance of dharma by human beings. Some of the yajnas are meant for satisfying the particular demigod. But even in so doing, Lord Vishnu is worshipped in all yajnas as the chief beneficiary.
That's right. If you obey the department, say the police department, you are obeying the police department means you are obeying the government. Nobody can manufacture a police department and force you to obey. Because it is one of the important departments of government, therefore, as soon as there is police hands up, you have to stop. You may be very rich man, millionaire, but you have to obey the orders of the police, otherwise you will be prosecuted. And where from? That man is an ordinary man. Simply he stops you. Why do you stop? Because you obey the government. Similarly, all obeisances offered to the demigods, they are meant for giving obeisances to the Supreme Lord. That is the beginning.
It is stated also in the Bhagavad Gita that Krishna himself is the beneficiary of all kinds of yajnas.
Yes, taxes. Treasury department collecting taxes. That is not the tax officer or the treasurer is collecting for his personal self. He is collecting for the government. Similarly, these demigods accepting these different kinds of sacrifices, they are on account of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, ultimately you have to satisfy the Supreme Lord. So, in this age, it is very difficult to satisfy all the demigods differently. People are so much harassed. The best thing is to satisfy directly the Supreme Lord. And what is that simple method? Just chant Hare Krishna. Because we are so fallen in this age, the simple chanting of glorification of the Lord will be equal to performances of all kinds of sacrifice. That is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavata. Jagai Sankirtanai Prai Jajanti Hismena. Those who are, because each kind of sacrifice, they are very costly affair. It is not possible in this age. Tons of butter, ghee wanted to arrange for a sacrifice. It is very difficult to find out a pound of butter in a house. And where is the question of ton? Of course, in your country, still butter is available. But in India, practically butter is finished. So in one day the whole world will not see any more butter or rice or wheat. Everything will be finished because with the age of advancement of the age of Kali, everything will deteriorate so badly that all supplies will be stopped actually. At that time people will live just like animals. So this is the only means, Krishna consciousness, that in this age, simply, in whatever condition you may be, you can simply sit down and chant. There is no expense. There is no loss. Simply chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And all demigods and the Supreme Personality of God, everyone will be satisfied. You will have no difficulty. This is the program of Krishna consciousness. Wow.
Therefore, ultimate satisfaction of the Lord is the chief purpose of all yajnas. When these sacrifices are perfectly performed, naturally the demigods in charge of the different departments of supply are pleased, and there is no scarcity in the flow of natural products.
Yes. Because after all, however tractor, machine, or farm arrangement you may make, unless there is supply of heat and water, it is all useless. You cannot produce grains just like wheat or rice or pulses in your factory or by your will, defying the nature's law. Oh, that you cannot do. Your life is in the hands of the demigods. if the store supply, sunshine, if the store supply, water supply, how you can produce? Therefore, you have to satisfy them. People are practically forgotten their duty. Therefore, they are suffering. Otherwise, if they follow the rules and regulations, there is no scarcity. The modern theory, the population has increased. This is a nonsense theory. If there is production is sufficient, what is the question of population increase? Let population increase. The supply will give you. In the Vedic literature we find, eka bahunam vidadhati kama. That Supreme Lord is supplying everyone food. Why do you think of human society? What is the human society? Out of 8,400,000 forms of life, there are only 400,000 forms of human life. And 8 million forms, they are lower animals, birds, beasts, aquatic. Who is supplying their foodstuff? Everyone is sumptuously fed by the grace of God. Why not you? You are suffering because you are disobeying. Therefore you are suffering. That is it. Only the suffering population theory, this theory, that theory will be only the human society. Because they are regularly defying the existence of God. Science, science, science. Now there are so many suffering people. Why your science cannot provide them food? So this is wrong theory. You have to satisfy the supreme supply. Then you get sufficient production and you'll be happy. God.
The performance of yajna has many side benefits. Ultimately, it is the liberation from the material bondage. By performance of sacrifice, all activities become purified, as is stated in the Vedas.
Yes. When you perform just like we are performing here, sacrifice of sankirtan, everything will find you are purified. In this temple, you go corner to corner, you'll find everything sanctified, purified. Why? Because you have said this sacrifice of sankirtan is being performed. So as soon as you take up the process of sacrifice, automatically everything will be hygienic, purified, health, wealth, everything, complete. Wow.
As will be explained in the following verse, by performance of yajna, the eatables become sanctified, and by eating sanctified foodstuffs, one's very existence becomes purified.
Yes. Even George Bernard Shaw, he has written, you are what you eat. Your body is purified or impurified according to the foodstuff you eat. Therefore we forbid, don't eat this, don't eat that. You have got sufficient food, grains, meal, butter, and fruits, sufficient. Why should you eat meat? That is not sanctified. But this is nature's product, offered to Krishna, and you become healthy, and sanctified in mind, in body. Then you can understand Krishna consciousness, you can make progress in that way. If your body is not sanctified, if it is impure, how can you understand the pure consciousness or Krishna consciousness? Therefore, we have to follow the principles, regulations. Yeah.
By the purification of existence, the finer tissues in the memory become sanctified. And memory being sanctified, one can think of the path of liberation.
Just like in our contaminated state, we become diseased. What is disease? As soon as you contaminate or infected by some impure thing, you become diseased. Similarly, this disease, material disease, birth, death, old age, they are some kind of disease. Otherwise, I am spirit, soul, I am pure as God, because I am part and parcel of God. Due to my impurities of this material body and suffering. So if you purify your existence, then you get the quality in complete pureness of God. You become happy. Anandamaya abhyasat, satchidananda vigraha, you become jolly. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. As soon as you purify yourself and become identified with the existence of God, immediately become joyful, no anxiety. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. So you have to purify your existence. If you keep your body impurified, then how can relish the purified consciousness? So you have to do it.
All these together lead to Krishna consciousness, the great necessity of present day society. 12. In charge of the various necessities of life, the demigods, being satisfied by the performance of yajna, supply all needs to man. But he who enjoys these gifts without offering the demigods in return is certainly deceived.
Yes. Let's see, a strong word is used. Suppose there is mention, there is a recommendation that you should perform Surya Yoga. Surya means the sun. The sun is supplying you so much heat, warmth, and don't you want to give him some tax or satisfying by sacrifices? So that is our duty. If you are receiving from me so many things, and if you do not at least acknowledge your gratitude, then you are a thief. We are receiving so many benefits through the agents of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and if we do not acknowledge Him, though God is great, He is so kind, in spite of our so many faults, He is supplying us nice foodstuff, nice everything. So how much ungrateful the human society has become, just imagine. And they want peace and prosperity. Nonsense. Where is peace and prosperity? You must suffer. You must suffer. That is your due. Oh.
13. The devotees of the Lord are relieved from all sins because they eat food which is offered first.
Yes. Devotees, how much they are grateful. Krishna Prasad. Krishna, you have sent so nice fruit, nice flowers, first of all you enjoy. Oh, God is very satisfied. Just like a boy. My dear father, this sweetmeat is very nice, you take. A father knows the sweetmeat was purchased by him, where the boy can get the sweetmeat. But because this son is offering to the father in love and affection, father says, oh, give me, it's very nice. Therefore, we cannot offer any Krishna. Krishna is self-sufficient. He does not require your offering of this foodstuff, that food. But if you offer with affection and love, He accepts. And as soon as Krishna accepts, your life is sanctified immediately. Therefore, you should eat Krishna prasadam, nothing more. Not in the hotel, not in the restaurant. Simply Krishna prasadam. That will keep me purified. Hard. Wrong.
Others who prepare food for personal sense enjoyment verily eat only sin.
Yes. Simply the nice foods are palatable dishes. You can prepare palatable dishes for Krishna. There are hundreds and thousands of preparations. But as soon as you prepare for yourself, or you try to satisfy your tongue, then you are bound down by the laws of nature. Anything. That is sinful. Sinful. If you do not acknowledge, if you do not acknowledge authority, if you do not feel your gratitude for the supply, then you are a thief. Especially it is mentioned. It is thief. I am taking your things, I am eating, but I am not feeling any gratitude for you. Then I am a thief. Yes. Come.
14. All living bodies subsist on food grains. Food grains are produced from rain. Rains come from performance of sacrifice, and sacrifice is born of man's work.
This is a cycle. Cycle. We are living on food grains. We cannot live on meat eating. It is not possible. However, a great meat eater, maybe, he must have some grain, some vegetable, That is his life. Yes. Therefore, grains, vegetables, they are actually our food. Now, I am living and getting energy by eating grains and vegetables. And how my energy should be utilized? It should be utilized for the purpose from where I am getting energy. I am getting energy from the Supreme Lord by supply of this foodstuff. Therefore, my energy should be utilized for the service of the Supreme Lord. That is called sacrifice. So I should be strong enough to offer sacrifice to the Lord. By sacrifice, the demigods, the Lord will be pleased and there will be sufficient rain. There will be again production. Again you will eat. Again you will get strength. Again you will offer sankirtan. This cycle. This cycle must go on. This cycle. You get from the Supreme Lord supply by natural ways, you get strength, and your strength should be utilized not for sense gratification. Because I am now very stout and strong, oh, let me enjoy senses. Then you are sinful. And if you use your strength for satisfying the Supreme Lord, then your energy is properly utilized. This is it.
Activity, karma, arises from the Vedas, and Vedas spring from the Supreme Godhead. Therefore, the all-pervading, transcendent, eternally situated in acts of sacrifice.
Yes.
But what? Yes, not the karma, or the necessity for work, for the satisfaction.
Yogyartha karma. Yogya means sacrifice, artha, for the purpose of, and karma, fruitive activity. Everyone is engaged in some activity. But what shall be the purpose of such activity? Yajñārtha. Yajñārtha means simply to satisfy Lord Vishnu or Krishna. That should be the purpose. Yajñārtha karma.
We have to work for the satisfaction of the Yajna Purusha, Vishnu. Then we must find the direction of work in Brahma or the transcendental Vedas. The Vedas are therefore codes of working direction. Anything performed without...
Just like you get license to do some business. Why? The government gives you license to do some business. That means if you want to do business, you must satisfy the government. You cannot do whimsically. You cannot do. This is Veda. One who is law-abiding, subject. Similarly, anyone who is following the course of Vedas or scriptures, he is actually working. Otherwise, persons who are violating, he is becoming implicated, criminal. Similarly, if we defy the rules and regulation of Vedas or scripture, then we are being implicated, a criminal, for being punished. Therefore, work should be yajñārtha for the satisfaction of Vishnu or the Supreme Godhead. That should be the mode of work.
Anything performed without the direction of the Vedas is called vikarma.
Vikarma.
Vikarma. Or unauthorized work. Or sinful work.
Yes.
Therefore, one should always take direction from the Vedas to be saved.
The same example, as I always cite, that your direction is keep to the right. Then if you don't keep to the right, if you go to the left, then it is vikarma. Your driving is unlawful. You are immediately... Similarly, as soon as we perform vikarma, karma, vikarma, akarma, there are three kinds of work. So vikarma means against the rules. So as soon as we act against the rules, immediately we are bound up by the criminal code. Therefore, if we work for the Supreme Godhead, Krishna, simply for his satisfaction. There is no vikarma. There is no criminality. There is no criminality. Because ultimately, the Supreme Lord is to be satisfied. So if you work for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord, you are not subjected to any criminal law. You are free. That is liberation.
As one has to work in ordinary life by the direction of the state, similarly one has to work under the direction of the supreme state of the Lord. Such instructions in the Vedas are directly manifested from the breathing of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is said, all the four Vedas, namely the Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sam Veda, and Atharva Veda, are emanations from the breathing of the Great Personality of Godhead. The Lord, being potent, can speak by His breathing air, as is confirmed in the Brahma Samhita.
Yes. We should not think how it is that Lord gave His laws through breathing. Because with breathing we cannot speak anything. That means I am calculating the strength of God with my capacity. The Brahma Sanghita says, no, angani jasya sakalendriya vittimanti. Say, every part, every limb of the body of Krishna, the Supreme Personality, can act of other limbs. Just like I can see through the eyes only. But Krishna can see through His finger also. That is His omnipotency. Omnipotency means every limb has got the potency of all other limbs. That is called omnipotency. We speak of omnipotency, but you do not know the meaning of omnipotence. This is omnipotence. That by His glance, God created this world by His glance. Sa ukkhata, sa asujata, these are Vedic things. So we can say that how is that? Simply God saw and there was creation. Yes, that is omnipotent. Why do you think in terms of your capacity? That is materialism. As soon as you think of God in my capacity, that is materialism. You have to accept as it is said in the Vedas, then you understand what is God. Otherwise you cannot. God.
The Lord, being potent, can speak by breathing air, as is confirmed in the Brahma Samhita. For the Lord, as omnipotent, performs for each of His senses the actions of all other senses. In other words, the Lord can speak through His breathing, and He can impregnate by His eyes. It is said that He glanced over the material nature, and thus fathered all the living entities. So, after impregnating the conditioned soul into the womb of material nature, He gave His direction in the Vedic wisdom as to how such conditioned souls can return home back to Godhead. We should always remember that the conditioned souls in material nature are all eager for material enjoyment. And the Vedic directions are so made that one can satisfy one's perverted desires, then return to Godhead, having finished his so-called enjoyment. It is a chance for the conditioned soul to attain liberation. Therefore, the conditioned souls must try to follow the process of yajna by becoming Krishna conscious. Those who have not followed the Vedic injunction may adopt the principles of Krishna consciousness, and that will take the place of performance of Vedic yajna. 16. My dear Arjuna, a man who does not follow this prescribed Vedic system of sacrifice certainly leads a life of sin. For a person delighting only in the senses lives in vain. Purport.
Yes, this is very important. Very important. Go on.
The Mamanist philosophy of work very hard and enjoy sense gratification is condemned herewith by the Lord. For those who want to enjoy this material world, the above-mentioned cycle of sacrifices is absolutely necessary. One who does not follow such regulations is living a very risky life, being condemned more and more. By nature's law, this human form of life is specifically meant for self-realization in either of the three ways, namely karma yoga, jnana yoga, or bhakti yoga. There is no necessity of rigidly following the performances of the prescribed yajna. Such transcendentalists are above vice and virtue, but those who are engaged in sense gratification require purification by the above-mentioned cycle of yajna performances. There are different kinds of activities. Those who are not Krishna conscious are certainly engaged in sensory consciousness, and therefore they need to execute pious work. The yajna system is planned in such a way that the sensory conscious person may satisfy their desires without becoming entangled in a reaction to such sense gratifying work. The prosperity of the world depends not on our own efforts, but on the background arrangement of the Supreme Lord, directly carried out by the demigods. Therefore, these sacrifices are directly aimed at the particular demigods mentioned in the Vedas. Indirectly, it is a practice of Krishna consciousness, because when one masters the performance of yajna, one is sure to become Krishna conscious. If, having performed yajna, one does not become Krishna conscious, such principles are counted as only moral codes. One should not, of course, limit his progress to the point of moral codes, but should transcend them to attain Krishna consciousness.
Krishna consciousness is transcendental. Moral codes, they are up to material perfection. Of course, one who has not attained material perfection, he cannot attain to Krishna consciousness. Just like one who has not passed his graduation in the university, he cannot take up law course, that is law in India. But one who has taken to the law course, it is to be understood that he has passed his graduation in the college. Similarly, one who has taken Krishna consciousness as seriousness, then it is to be understood that he has performed all kinds of sacrifice. That is the reason. But one who is not Krishna consciousness, he must abide by the rules of sacrifices. But in this age, it is very difficult to follow all the rules and regulations of sacrifices. Therefore, it is the greatest gift of Lord Chaitanya that you come directly to Krishna consciousness, everything will be done. So Krishna consciousness is so nice. Immediately you rise to the transcendental platform, simply by chanting Hare Krishna.
One who is, however, taking pleasure in himself, who is illumined in himself, who rejoices in and is satisfied with himself only, fully satiated, for him there is no duty.
Here it is plainly said by Lord Krishna, the self, one who is taking pleasure in self. How we can take pleasure in self? As soon as we engage ourself with the Supreme Self, that is enjoyment. Anandamaya Vyasa, the Supreme Lord is joyful. Just like if you mix with a joyful society, a joyful person, then automatically you become joyful. There is no necessity of becoming joyful separately. That association will make you joyful. If you mix with a society criminal, automatically you become criminal. There is no necessity of learning criminality separately. By association you'll do that. Similarly, if you associate with the Supreme Joyful, Krishna, automatically you become joyful. This is Krishna consciousness. Automatically. There is no necessity separately how to become joyful. Simply by association. Therefore here it is said that one who rejoices in, that rejoices by association with the Supreme. and is satisfied with the self only, with self, myself, what I am. My identity is that I am eternal servant of God. So as soon as I engage myself in the service of God, that is my self-realization. And if I enjoy in that self-realization, then I have no other duty. Finished. All that. Finished all duty. All satisfied. Everything. Complete.
A person who is fully Krishna conscious and by his act in Krishna consciousness is fully satisfied, no longer has anything to perform as his duty. Due to his becoming Krishna conscious, all the dirty things within are instantly cleansed. Ordinarily an effect of many, many thousands of years of Krishna performance. By such clearing of consciousness, one becomes fully confident of his eternal position in relationship with the Supreme. His duty thus becomes self-illuminated by the grace of the Lord, and therefore he no longer has anything to do in terms of the Vedic injunction. Such a Krishna-conscious person is no longer interested in material activity and no longer takes pleasure in material arrangements like wine, women, and similar infatuations. 18. A self-realized man has no purpose to fulfill in the discharge of his prescribed duty, nor has he any reason not to perform such work, nor has he any need to depend on any other living being. 19. Therefore, without being attached to the fruits of activities, one should act as a matter of duty, for by working without attachment, one attains the Supreme. Purport. This Supreme is the personality of Godhead for the devotees and liberation for the impersonalists. A person acting for Krishna or in Krishna consciousness under proper guidance and without attachment to the result of the work is certainly making progress towards the supreme goal of life. Indirectly, Arjuna is told that he should fight the battle of Kurukshetra without attachment in the interest of Krishna, because Krishna wanted him to fight. To be a good man or a non-violent man is also a personal attachment, but to act on behalf of the Supreme...
Yes, to be a good man, this consciousness is, I am very good man. Or to bad man, I am very bad man. But if you become Krishna conscious, I am neither good man nor bad man, I am Krishna's man, that's all. Finish. Finish. Always says, I am Krishna's man. That's all. If Krishna wants to kill you, I will kill you. If Krishna says, you do that, I will do that. That's all. I am Krishna's man. So he is immediately transcendental to all goodness or badness. All right, stop here. Any question? Yes. If Krishna orders, he shall do. But not purposely, at your whims. There is nothing wrong for a Krishna conscious person. But what we think materially wrong, if it is ordered by Krishna, we shall do it. But Krishna, there is no wrong. Just like the government orders somebody to be hanged, that means kills. So that does not mean the government becomes condemned. But if I kill, I immediately become condemned. The government is still pure, because for higher purpose the government can order somebody to be hanged and somebody to be rewarded. Everything is justice. Similarly, when Krishna says, you do this, we have no consideration whether material calculation it is good or bad. That's all. But we cannot do on our own account, then it is implication. That is the technique. Don't think that we are now Krishna conscious, we are Krishna's person, we can do anything. Just like if a policeman thinks that I am government man, I can do anything, whatever I like. That is wrong. You cannot do that. But if Krishna orders, then you can.
I can't remember where, but I remember reading that Krishna told Arjuna that he can go to the sun planet by worshiping him. Why did he say that?
If I say that he can go to Santa Fe, what is the harm? What is wrong there? Anywhere, if Krishna says that you can go to the sun planet, what is wrong there? And if Krishna desires that he should go to sun planet, then he'll go. What is wrong there? There is nothing wrong. You have to ask what Krishna says. It doesn't matter what he says. You should not select Krishna's order according to your choice. You should accept Krishna's order by Krishna's choice. If Krishna says you go to hell, yes, I am going to hell. That's all. Sargava parga narakesha vitullartha darshana. For a Krishna conscious person, there is no distinction. That this is hell, this is heaven. That's why we have come here to preach Krishna consciousness. We have no distinction between Los Angeles and Vrindavan. Wherever we are, I am in Krishna consciousness, there is Vrindavan. That's all. I don't live in Los Angeles or anywhere. I live in Krishna consciousness. I preach Krishna consciousness. Therefore I live in Krishna. So your principle should be like that. You be full in Krishna consciousness, you forget all other things. Krishna is all pervading, therefore your living is all pervading. Is that all right? Any other question? Yes, it has already begun. You are killing cows, the source of butter. Now, time will come, there will be no more cows. Misusing. Then where will you get butter? You cannot manufacture in your factory cow or butter. You should. Otherwise you are ungrateful. You are drinking milk, you are taking so much butter, milk product, and as gratitude you are killing cows. You should be ashamed. Even if you have no human feelings, you suck the breast of your mother and kill. Is that humanity? So, this will be, in due course, the milk supply will be stopped. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. There will be no more milk supply at the end of this Kali Yuga. See, four things will be stopped. Grains, sugar, and milk will be stopped. And fruits will not be, without any pulp. It will be simply seed. Just like in mango, there is seed and pulp. In future, you will simply have seed, no pulp. So you will eat mango simply by tasting the seed. There will be no more mango pulp. These are stated in the Bible. So people are so foolish that they are continually committing sinful activities. Therefore, yoga is recommended. But they cannot perform yoga also. The only alternative is to take to Krishna consciousness to save you from all risky life. Yes.
So when we are, like they have, when they say they have a surplus of grains now, they are growing these great mounds of grains, it means that in the future there will be no grains for this kind of meat?
Yes. As soon as you make misuse, the supply will stop. After all, the supply is not in your control. You cannot manufacture all these things. You can kill thousands of cows daily, but you cannot generate even one ant. And you are very much proud of your science. Just produce one ant in the laboratory, moving with independence. And you are killing so many animals? Why? So how long this will go on? Everything will stop. Just like a child, mother is giving good, nice food stuff and is spoiling. So what the mother will do? All right. From tomorrow you will not get. That is natural.
Is it true that Krishna has all these things in his planet simply because of the presence of a pure devotee?
No, Krishna appears not in consideration of this planet, but just like there is a headquarters of the governor or some government officer in a particular place. Similarly, when Krishna appears in this universe, he comes in this planet, in that Mathura Vrindavan. Therefore it is called so sanctified. Whenever he appears there. And that Vrindavan happens to be situated within this planet. So this planet is very fortunate in that sense. Yes. Yes?
When people realize there's no more butter, will they not get attached to other things, will they realize it's stable?
What is that?
When people realize when there's no more butter, people realize they've made mistakes, or will they get attached to
something? A sinful man never realizes his mistake. Therefore he's miscreant. You ask any miscreant, any criminal, so you have done wrong, or he'll be angry. Murkhaya upadesha iprakupaya santa nasanta. So, the miscreants and sinful, they cannot realize unless they are in good association and blessed. So therefore, good association requires. We are giving chance, this temple is open to give people to good association. Please come, try to understand. And if one is fortunate, he understands, he takes to this principle. And that becomes, I have decided. Purified gradually. But in this age, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended that you do not require to change your position. You simply try to hear about Krishna from the rightful source. That's it. Then everything will be all right. Very good. Every one of us are mistaken or whatever we may call. But Krishna is so kind that he keeps his book, Bhagavad Gita, he sends his representative, he comes himself as Lord Chaitanya to deliver us. He sends Lord Jesus Christ. So many arrangements, but we don't take advantage. We are so fool and sinful. But still, the propaganda will go on. Just like father, however misguided a son may be, whenever the father gets a chance, he says, my dear son, don't do this, it is not good, you do this. So that is the duty of the father. Similarly, we are bent upon continuing our sinful activity, but there is sufficient arrangement by Krishna to instruct us and to lead us back to Godhead, back to Lord. Why do you have answer of the animals being starvation? You take care of yourself. Don't be philanthropic. Oh, they will starve, let me eat. What is this, philanthropy? Krishna is supplying food. If he dies out of starvation, it is Krishna's responsibility. Nobody dies of starvation. That is a false theory. Have you seen any animal dying of starvation? Have you got any experience? Have you seen any bird died of starvation? There is no question of starvation in the kingdom of God. We are manufacturing this theory for our own satisfaction, sense satisfaction. There is no question of starvation in the law of God. Elephant eats 100 pounds at a time. We are supplying foodstuff. There are millions of elephants in the African jungle and Indian jungle. They require 100 pounds at a time to eat. We are supplying food. So there is no question of starvation in the kingdom of God. Starvation is for the so-called civilized man. Yes. Are you other animals?
Well, we're all animals.
Are you count amongst the animals? You classify yourself with the animals?
Well, we're all animals.
No, not all. You may be, but we are not. Do you like to be classified with the animals?
We don't,
do you like yourself? Do you like to be classified?
I don't feel that I'm better than you.
Huh? Why? Why you are talking then? Why you have come here? You respect for all and you kill animals? Then why do you say that? What is your question?
Why if man is not meant to eat, that in nature the animals, the eat.
What is the question I'm going to ask?
He's saying, why if man is not meant to eat, And why is it that some animals eat meat? He's saying that we are animals also. Now, we are not meant to eat meat, but other animals are permitted to
it. So, other animals, they meat, but they follow the nature's law. They don't eat grain.
No,
you don't follow. Just like a tiger. A tiger eats meat, but tiger does not come to eat grains and fruits. But you eat meat and grains, fruits, milk, whatever you get, you eat. Why? Is that natural? Tiger will never come to claim on the grains, oh, you have got so much grain, give me. No. Even there are hundreds of bags of grains, he'll don't care. But he'll conch upon it. That is his natural instinct. But why do you take grains, fruits, milk, meat and whatever you get. What is this? You are neither animal nor human being. Misusing your humanity. You should think that what is suitable for me. A tiger may eat meat. It is a tiger. But I am not tiger. I am human being. And if I got sufficient grains, fruits, vegetables, and other things God has given, why should I go to kill a poor animal? This is humanity. You are animal, plus humanity. If you forget your humanity, then you are animal. So we are not simple animals. We are animal plus humanity. If we increase our quality of humanity, then our life is perfect. But if we remain in animality, then our life is imperfect. So we have to increase our human consciousness. That is Krishna consciousness. That is Krishna consciousness. What is the purpose of eating? To live. If you can live very peacefully, very nicely, with good health, by eating so many varieties of foodstuff given by Krishna, why should I kill an animal? This is humanity. Why should I imitate an animal? Then what is the difference between animal and human being? If you have no discretion, if you have no consciousness. Besides that, scientifically, your teeth is meant for eating vegetables. The tiger has it for eating meat. Nature has made it like that. It has to kill another, and therefore he has got nails, he has got teeth, he has got strength. But you have no such strength. You cannot kill a cow like that, punching like cow. Right? You have to make slaughterhouse and sit down at your home. Somebody may slaughter and you can eat very nicely. What is this? You do like that. Pounce upon a cow and eat. You cannot do that. You cannot do that. Nature's law, that is, tiger is made by nature's law in that way. So therefore, he can do that. You cannot do it. Your nature is different. You have got discrimination, you have got conscience, you are claiming civilized human being, so you should utilize this thing. That is Krishna consciousness, perfect consciousness. So human life is meant for raising oneself to the perfection of consciousness, and that is Krishna consciousness. We cannot remain in tiger consciousness. That is not humanity. Yes, naturally we've fallen from higher to lower. Then we make progress. Again come to this human being. This is a bio-media with good consciousness. If you utilize your good consciousness, then you go still higher, go to God. But if you don't use your higher consciousness, then again go to down. This is going on. Cycle of birth and death. This human form of life is meant for self-realization, God-realization. If we don't use properly our this life for God consciousness or Krishna consciousness and go back to the kingdom of God, then we have to suffer again in the 8,400,000 species of life cycle, one after another. That is our choice. So, the best choice is to take to Krishna consciousness or God consciousness and the life is perfect. Don't be misguided. take to God consciousness, Krishna consciousness, and your life, then it will be proper use of this human form of life. Otherwise, if we indulge in meat-eating like tiger, I may get life like a tiger next life, but what is the use? Suppose if I become very strong tiger in my next life, is that very good promotion? Do you know the life of tiger? They cannot eat even daily. They pounce upon one animal and keep it secretly, and they eat for a month the decomposed flesh. Because it is not possible to get chance to kill an animal. God will not give that such chance. It is natural. And in the jungle, wherever there is a tiger, all animals will go out. They will also try to protect themselves, self-protection. So, rarely, when he's too hungry, then God gives him a chance to pounce upon another animal. Tiger cannot get so many palatable dishes daily. Oh, it is inhuman form of life. If we misuse, then we have got all facilities. And if we misuse it, then go to the tiger life. Be very strong with pouncing capacity. Yes, sir? All right, chant, please.